As Professor Rollins had warned, the enormity of the project grew larger than Safra ever imagined it would. It became the biggest news story of the year in Archivalia in 2360. The public relations battle raged on for over 8 months. It consumed so much of her life that there was little time left for discussion of what song would be the first to ring the bells. And regrettably, there was little time for romance. Her marks in school declined. She became increasingly irritable. The tension built day by day, until the day Safra said something she would forever regret.
I thought we agreed we weren't gonna...
I thought you might like a ride to school.
As you can see, I'm walking. When I need a ride, I also have a bus pass.
I'm not here to talk about us. I was just wondering. I wanted to know, have you picked a song yet? There's only a week left. I'm not here to try and persuade you. I'm curious.
I haven't made a decision yet. And we're not discussing this. There is no way to separate music from us. Remember? That's what's killing our relationship. I've got not one, but two Beatles descendants hounding me, not to mention the other committee members, the media, and Pete Anderson.
Yes, but that's over. You're in charge now. It's your project again.
It's never over. I got my project back, but the PR battle will never end. He keeps discrediting me to anyone who will listen. I can't stand it much longer.
Well, I can't either. I love you. We're supposed to be getting married, but you can't leave me hanging like this any longer.
Then maybe it's time we ended it.
Is that what you want?
I can't take this any longer.
Then it's over. We're through.
Jeff, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Don't go, Jeff. Jeff!
It was a moment in time that would haunt her until the end of her days. A moment she wished over and over that she could take back. But it was too late.
Hello?
I'm so sorry.
About what?
It's Jeff. His parents asked me to call you.
Cindy, what is it?
He drove off the road and he's in a coma.
Oh my God. Oh, Cindy, it's all my fault. We had an argument. Oh, it's all my fault.
Safra, I'm on my way over. This was not your fault. Please just don't do anything stupid. I'll be right there.
The Bells of History Committee is one member short as a serious car accident has left committee member Jeffrey Lennon in a coma. Although devastated by this development,
the couple
committee
were
chair
initially
Safra
engaged to be married, but had cooled their relationship. In order
the pressure
to
on Safra Marlene is beginning to take a toll.
With only a week left until the new year, the Bells of History Committee apparently still hasn't decided on what song will bring in the new year. Their selection method remains a mystery.
Still no decision from the Bells of History Committee.
Meetings continue.
Still no indication of what songs are being considered.
With only one day to go, there is still no decision from the committee.
Carillon committees throughout Archivalia say they can be ready with less than 1 hour's notice. The programmed Carillon music will be emailed to every city when the selection committee has chosen a song.
History will be made tonight at midnight as Carillons throughout Archivalia will herald the new year with a song commemorating a timeless melody. Just before midnight, committee chair Safra Marling will deliver a short speech. At midnight, the Carillons in the downtown Central Square will play Auld Lang Syne, followed by the song chosen by her committee. The same song will be played in cities and towns throughout Archivalia. Ms. Marling has been quoted as saying that she hopes there will be worldwide freedom again someday, and that her dream is to see this annual celebration of historic music bring joy to people around the world. There is no word at this hour if her committee's song selection has been finalized.